and sympathy no shrine, and that there even her father's face was as distant as the old country life seemed now. Once more, the wisdom of my manhood and the experience of my years laid themselves at the girl's feet. It was seemingly their own doing, for the individual, I, had no say in the matter, but only just obeyed imperative orders. And once again the flying seconds multiplied themselves endlessly, for it is in the arcana of dreams that existences merge and renew themselves, change and yet keep the same, like the soul of a musician in a fugue. And so memory swooned again and again in sleep. It seems that there is never to be any perfect rest. Even in Eden, the snake rears its head among the laden boughs of the tree of knowledge. The silence of the dreamless night is broken by the roar of the avalanche, the hissing of the sudden floods, the clanging of the engine bell marking its sweep through a sleeping American town, the clanking of distant paddles over the sea. Whatever it is breaking the charm of my Eden. The canopy of greenery above us, starred with diamond points of light, seems to quiver in the ceaseless beat of paddles, and the restless bell seems as though it would never cease. All at once, the gates of sleep were thrown wide open, and my waking ears took in the cause.